Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest, poet and editor D.S. Martin, is currently working on not one, but two poetry anthologies. The first is an anthology of contemporary Christian poetry that will make clear the significant contributions Christians continue to make in the world culture in the form of poetry. The second asks contributors to write poetry in the voice of a biblical character, addressed to a biblical character, or about a biblical character. We'll talk to Don about these projects in a few moments. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Your Love is Beautiful from John Bauer's latest CD, The Light in Us.
You broke the chains that were secured around my heart and tore down every wall, and it's like gravity.
D.S. Martin. Good evening, Don.
Greetings.
Now, the last time we talked was around the time you released Conspiracy of Light, which was your collection of poetry that paid homage to C.S. Lewis. What's been the reaction to that collection?
I find that particular collection gets a different sort of reaction because people either know Lewis or they don't know Lewis. And of course, those who know Lewis become very excited very quickly because they realize just what a gold mine of material there is when you talk about C.S. Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had quite a number of people very interested in it for those reasons, because they are fans of C.S. Lewis.
But even so, I mean, the poems themselves stand on their own, whether you understand Lewis, the background with Lewis's work or not.
Yeah, I would say, and that was really my desire, was that you could approach the book and read any of the poems without knowing Lewis, because each of the poems really stands on their own. They aren't just a gloss on Lewis. They are something that plays with some of his ideas. Of course, mm-hmm. his ideas are universal. So,
yeah.
So the poems themselves do not rely on Lewis, but I also, as you know, put some notes in the back so people could find out where those particular ideas came from, what Lewis books they were in, and perhaps would desire to find out more, to take a look at what Lewis said and to see some of the surrounding things, to get into those ideas even more deeply.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the listeners who didn't hear that earlier interview, let's give them a little bit of background about you and how you've gotten into this. And you know, so when did your interest in poetry, in writing poetry, start for you?
Well, I suppose I've always had a leaning toward poetry, although I never would have seen myself as a poet or as a potential poet or even as a potential writer when I was quite young. But I would say in my when I was at college, when I was I took a creative writing course, and it really inspired me, because the things that I started doing, I found on real satisfaction in them, and I was able to explore ideas, which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is it about poetry that makes you keep going back to that?
There's a number of things. One aspect is beauty. Language is beautiful, and the English language particularly is a beautiful language because it comes from all over the world, like so many influences, and there's so many different ways to say things. And putting things just right, using just the right words, this is a fascinating thing for me. I just love the way of interacting with words to create something new. But also I love reading good poetry, not just my own poetry, but reading mm-hmm. other people's poetry and coming across something that is said really well, or has an interesting twist on it, or causes me to think or reflect. Those things are all exciting for me in poetry.
Mm-hmm. Well, we mentioned as we were getting ready for this that you've got, you know, a piece or two of poetry there. Can you read a piece of poetry for us that kind of demonstrates that beauty and that imagination and creativity that comes through through the words of a poem?
Okay. Robert, this poem appeared fairly recently in Sojourners, and it's called Ampersand. And, of course, for those who want to visualize it, of course, an ampersand is that little and sign that you sometimes see, and that replaces the word and.
Mm-hmm.
So this poem is called Ampersand. What I love about the ampersand is its compactness and the way it's open to new and unexpected possibilities, almost forming an eternal figure eight, but not quite. For when the sentence seems to be over or approaching its end, the ampersand appears as the first of 100,000 well-armed angels emerging from the backseat of a Volkswagen. And improbable hope erupts like a new sunrise, sharply piercing the skin of dark night with radiating shards of light. And despite the smug sleep of the 99 sheep, when the wanderer's gone, the good shepherd appears with it draped across his shoulders, and the lost coin is swept from the cobwebs, and the prodigal stumbles home, where his father watches and waits, refuses to lose hope, scanning the horizon for his returning son. And then he grabs the hem of his garment and runs. And it's then we recognize the continual pattern of conflict and resolution, of estrangement and reconciliation, and even of death and resurrection, a pattern that is by no means inevitable, but woven like the arms of a twisting ampersand into the fabric of the universe.
Well, on that, I think we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Don Martin. And I'm your host, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
There's a man down on the corner. He can't be more than my own age. He's tired of sleeping in his cardboard box alone, and I don't think he expects his luck to change. But who's gonna find the lost at sea and bring them a hope that they believe? Who's gonna help them finally see where the sidewalk ends? Let the heart run free and streets. And all he really wants is a chance to go to school, so he can leave the slums for a better place to sleep.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Where the Sidewalk Ends from John Bauer's CD The Light in Us. I'm your host Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with poet Don Martin. Don, you're working on two anthologies right now. Let's start with the first one, which is Turning Aside, The Kingdom Poets of Contemporary Christian Poetry. What is that anthology all about?
Well, this anthology is one I've been thinking about for a long time. It's a book that of various people's poetry. I've found that there have been many excellent poetry anthologies in the past, bringing together the poems of various poets. But we can no longer consider such brilliant poets as Gerard Manley Hopkins or T.S. Eliot or C.S. Lewis as our contemporaries. And many of today's finest Christian poets were virtually unknown before we entered this new millennium. So I've decided to bring out this new anthology to bring together new voices with some other established ones, although to make sure that they are really quite contemporary, so that people can get a real taste of Christian poetry over the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, who would some of those poets be that you're looking at including in this anthology?
Well, the anthology is very close to done. The first poet featured is R.S. Thomas. He's a Welsh poet, and the line, "The Turning Aside," comes from one of his poems. Some of the other poets include Richard Wilbur, Lucy Shaw, Geoffrey Hill, who just passed away recently. He was a professor of poetry at Oxford. Winnipeg poet Sarah Clawson, Wendell Berry, Australian poet Les Murray. Many of the poets from the Wayama Poetry Series, such as Paul Mariani and Robert Siegel, Barbara Crooker, and John Lex. Just
name a few. Mm-hmm. Well, as you were looking at this and you were trying to decide who you were going to include in this, what sort of criteria did you use to sort of say, here's someone who is contemporary and here's someone whose poetry needs to be included in this anthology?
Well, I am someone who reads a lot of poetry and submerges myself in that world, so I am very familiar with what's out there, as much as any one person can be. But first of all, I wanted to make sure it was contemporary. So I drew a line. I said I wanted to make sure that each of the poets were at least living in the year 2000. So R.S. Thomas would be the one example of someone who actually died in that year. But most of these poets are still living, still active in their writing. There's some poets I thought, I'd love to include, but had just passed away before that, and I thought I have to draw a line somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Force myself to leave out some of my favorite older poets and include newer ones. I was including the poets from the Poemas Poetry Series. We now have 19 different poets, 19 different books in the series, so I wanted to include each of those. But there are also many other fine poets like Dana Gioia, Rowan Williams, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury. He's going to be represented in the collection. Malcolm Guite, a fine British poet.
Mm-hmm. I think fans of Steve Bell would recognize Malcolm's name because Steve and Malcolm have teamed up on a number of occasions to either, you know, turn Malcolm's poetry into music or do poetry and song series, which they've done a couple of times across the country. I guess, you know, the question comes down to, and we sort of had this discussion before we started talking about the fact that, you know, poetry isn't something that a lot of people look for or buy or read, and I guess the question comes down to why is an anthology like The Turning Aside significant and important? Why do we need to have something like that that out there?
Well, thank you for that question. I think that's an important one. I believe, first of all, that poetry is valuable in that it is something which causes us to slow down, to reflect, to think deeply about things that matter, which sounds a lot like spirituality. Poetry and spirituality are things that our contemporary world doesn't seem to have time for these days, or they don't think they have time for. They think that it's much more important to be chasing down the latest Twitter feeds or whatever, you know, like different things from different people that come by so quickly and are so instant, but also so ephemeral and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because poetry has a depth, because poets write about things that matter. And I really feel that Christian poets particularly have a place that needs to be heard, have voices that need to be heard, have things that need to be said. I mean, God deliberately chose poetry as a vehicle for Scripture. Not that I'm saying that today's Christian poets are speaking God's word. I'm saying they're talking about things that matter, about spirituality, and getting us to think about them, trying to decide if we agree with what the poet's saying or whether we don't.
Mm-hmm.
About the eternal truths that are behind these words, to spend time reflecting. And I think that's something our society does not do anywhere near enough.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as I mentioned earlier, there is beauty in poetry. And I think to surround ourselves with beauty is a very good thing. I believe, you know, God has tried to surround us with beauty in our world, and we as, and the creative people in our world try to surround us with beauty, whether it's in architecture or music or paintings or whatever. Even things like home decor or gardening, people are trying to surround us with beauty, and that's what poets are seeking. Give us things that are beautiful and thought-provoking and inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of sort of segs into the look at the second anthology that you're working on, which is Adam, Eve, and the Riders of the Apocalypse, where you're looking for poems that either speak from or speak of or speak to the experience of biblical characters. Give us a little bit of idea of what that anthology is about and sort of where it's going.
Well, this anthology is coming together very nicely as well, although as I mentioned, the other one will be, The Turning Aside will be coming out soon. But this anthology is one which is less about celebrating major figures in poetry, but giving voice to poets, regardless of their stature. There are so many significant poets who have contributed to the anthology, but there's also some people who are not very well known at all, who've only just written very few poems, but have really written well. The idea behind it is to have poems that are in the voice of biblical characters, or addressed to biblical characters, or about biblical characters, to kind of get us to think about their stories. Sometimes these poems are very orthodox, or very, very much following the storyline very clearly. Like if you looked at the exact words in the Scripture, you'll find that they are paying great attention to the details. And sometimes they're taking a character and taking that person into a totally different situation, like even ripping them out of their context and looking at them in a different sort of way. So there's different approaches to poetry. I'm hoping this anthology is one that will be very valuable for people who are students of Scripture, who want to think about characters and perhaps perhaps you may find a pastor who's writing a sermon series on Moses. We'll dip into the anthology and find, okay, what poems are there that relate to Moses or to some characters in Moses' life?
Right.
Might give some place for thinking here.
Now, are you still looking for contributions to that anthology?
Well, by the time this this program airs, that will have been finished. In fact, today that we're today that we're recording it is the final day for submissions on that.
Okay.
Although I am very much inspired by it, so I'd be delighted to perhaps do something else in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take one final break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up our conversation with poet D.S. Martin. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
In the dawning of a brand new day, the sun is rising and the night gives way. It's coming now. Love is stronger and it makes us whole. We can feel it now, feel it now. Joy is in our hearts, it's in our eyes. Hope is in our blood, it's running wild. This fire can't be hidden, it's burning deep inside. We can see it shine, paints the horizon and it goes for miles. It's rising now, rising now.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Light in Us, the title track from the Light in Us CD by John Bauer. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to finish up our conversation with Don Martin. One of the things I was looking at is the fact that you're, in terms of the Kingdom Poets, or Turning Aside anthology, you're also trying to do some fundraising to cover some of the costs on that. What are you looking for at this point in time, and sort of whereabouts are you in that fundraising cycle?
Well, again, Robert, I'm not sure at what time this program's going to air, but right now we're fairly close to the beginning of that process. I'm hoping to to bring in some funds simply because the cost of putting an anthology like this together is fairly prohibitive, actually. Not that it's a huge amount of money, but it's not going to be recouped by the sale. So, as I was mentioning to you before, poetry isn't an art where a lot of money changes hands. It's an art form where people engage in it because of the love of the art, the love of words, the love of well-crafted thought. But if people would like to contribute, that'd be great. Imago is supporting the project.
And
check out their website.
And that's imago-arts.ca?
Yeah, if you Googled Imago Arts, you'd find it pretty quickly.
Right, and then they'll have that up as one of their projects, and people can take a look at the details on that.
And even after the anthology is published, I know I will be out of pocket significantly more.
So there's always that opportunity to connect with you, and how can people do that? How can people connect with you if they're interested? Well, once the anthology is out, being able to take a look at it, hold of that, or Adam Eve and the Rise of the Apocalypse. Basically, where can they find out all of the information about the works that you're working on right now?
Well, to find out what I'm working on currently, you can always check out my website, which is dsmartin.ca. Any of the books in the series are available through Amazon, and that will include both The Turning Aside and the new anthology, Adam, Eve, and the Riders of the Apocalypse. Those will be available through Amazon, as all the books in the Playama Poetry series are.
Well, Don, thanks very much for your time tonight.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, D.S. Martin. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week at 9 p.m. for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.